Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. It's the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. The phone number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We will hear from you guys throughout the night. I would expect maybe a little more at the back end tonight with the attention you may be giving the national championship game for the men's Final Four. College sports weekends. That's when we think of college sports, and yet the football championships on a Monday night, the basketball championships on a Monday night. There was a lot of noise given and attention made that the game was starting earlier, because typically the game starts at like 9:05 Eastern. And so this year they pushed it up to 8:50 Eastern time. That's late. That is very late. I don't get it. It's late. So I was thinking 7:50. I saw 7:50 for Central time. For some reason, I thought this game started like 6:30 my time, 7:30 Eastern time, 4:30 Pacific time. All this, hey, we're starting the game early. It's 15 minutes. Come on. It's 15 minutes. The game may have started early, but the players didn't really get into it until the normal time, because for the first 15 minutes of real time, I mean, it was not the nerves. The nerves had sunken in. So we're at the half. We're going to come back. Houston's got a lead. Houston's up 31-28. So we will provide updates a little bit this hour. We'll tell you how they got here, go over everything that happened on Saturday. The women's championship was crowned. UConn is back after a long time. And they've been so dominant in the last 10 years. They just haven't won one in a while. And so seeing them win again and seeing them win in a dominant fashion kind of was like a reminder of this is the premier program. You know, South Carolina's come along and, You know, we had the Iowa run. They didn't win, but we had the Iowa run and these other schools that have come around and really been compelling programs. But UConn reasserting themselves with their 12th national championship. So we'll get into that this hour. Plenty of other things to discuss, whether it is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. staying with Toronto, whether it's what the Cleveland Browns now may be suspected of doing, Alex Ovechkin and the record that he set. A lot to get into tonight. And the NBA playoff race is really log-jammed, especially in the West. So it's going to be some interesting basketball the next couple of nights here, as the play-in tournament is next week. This Sunday, this coming Sunday. I'll clarify, we've got the regular season finale. So a lot of games got to be played here in the next couple of days. Only two NBA games tonight, early, kind of giving respect to the college game, which again was 31-28 at the half. Starting out slow, Houston 0-7 from 3. Florida 0-5 from 3 to start. Now, both teams have been able to knock down a couple of threes since. The big story of the first half was that Walter Clayton Jr., Florida's best guy, their best player, hasn't scored. Not able to score in this basketball game. Will Richards playing really well. He's got 4 points, or 14 points, I should say, 4 3-point shots. But Clayton still yet to score here as we are 2 minutes into the second half. Houston, man, the way they play defense, they're just on you the entire time. You know, sometimes you take the ball up the court and then, you know, you get into the possession. Houston's like, no, for 28, 29 seconds, we are going to rattle you and make it difficult. And Florida's trying to match it too on the other end. So it really still is anybody's game. This matchup between Florida and Houston, still anybody's game. And we're going to have a first-time coach crown the champion tonight, whether that's Kelvin Sampson, who has been coaching for a long time and been coaching Houston for a decade. Todd Golden's only 39. Sampson is 69. He'd be the oldest head coach to ever win a national title. Golden would be the youngest since Jim Valvano, back in 1983. And this is the second largest age gap, 30 years, between coaches all time, the first being Jim Calhoun and Brad Stevens when he was at Butler. Again, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I'm Bart Winkler, Marco Belletti on the updates. Carlos Ortiz is back after a jaunt to Chicago. Got to hang out with Carlos. That was very fun. And then I came home and worked the show. I was a bit fatigued. We made it happen. But then Carlos, this guy gets up at 4 in the morning on Saturday. Then he wound up at a Mets game. And then yesterday, he goes to a soccer game, MLS. How are you feeling? That's people don't understand this. Because I went to 3 baseball games last week during day games. It was day games. Going to that many, like, as a fan, it is more exhausting than you think when you're physically at these games. You were at 3 different teams altogether in 2 different cities. How are you?
Well, my new best friend, it is extremely exhausting. I am so tired. There's like no rest for the weary either, because obviously, you know,
work hard, play hard.
Yeah, here we are. Yeah, and it feels like those games are work because of what we do. I'm like, I'm over here having to watch these games, but I'm not watching it as a full-blown fan because, you know, I the Cubs, I was a full-blown fan. You saw me yelling, cheering, cursing, all the stuff that's expected with being a sports fan. But then I go see the Mets and the Blue Jays, which I don't care about. My wife is a Mets fan, so I was actually you on how you were on Friday, sitting on your hands. I was doing the exact same thing on Saturday. I'm like, oh, this is what it's like to be an IBO, an Independent Baseball Observer, just sitting on my hands. Everybody's happy. And I'm like, all right.
That is interesting. That's interesting that then you, the next day, had that experience because the big thing was I wanted to be respectful to the environment.
Sure.
And as a Brewers fan, Brewers, Cubs, rivals, I didn't wear anything Brewers. Now, I did post online making fun of Craig Counsell, and Cubs fans saw that, and they're very mad at me, and they're making fun of our seats for not being good enough, apparently.
That video took off.
Yeah, because we, sorry. They're making fun of me. They go, nice seats, have fun at your job Monday. Like, who are these people in Chicago that just got unlimited money that they can make fun of seats in the 300 section? There were seats above us anyway. I wanted to be respectful for you. I didn't want to be like a buzzkill, but also I wasn't going to cheer for the Cubs. Now, I did place a bet late on the Padres to make it a little more interesting, and they almost came back. But, you know, I clapped at necessary times. I wish I could have been more for you. But then that's funny that you kind of did the same thing the next night.
Yeah, same thing. And I'm married to her. It's not like you're married to me. I felt you, again, I think you played the IBL position very well because I did so the next day. I was not cheering for the Mets. I was just there. But Sunday was an interesting day because I never been to an MLS soccer game. And it's so much different than the like two games of baseball that I went to before. People are like chanting, people are singing. Granted, the crowd wasn't as big, but it was still a nice atmosphere. It was a nice day, especially compared to the freezing temperatures we had to deal with when we were sitting.
It got cold.
Oh,
it got cold.
Oh, did I regret not bringing a jacket in a worse way? But you know, MLS is kind of cool, and I now will announce to everybody that I am officially an NYCFC fan, for whatever that means. I still don't know anything about soccer other than a ball has spots and they kick it and you can't use your hands unless you're a goalie, but it was a good time, and go NYCFC, I guess.
Well, my team in Major League Soccer, let me just give you a little bit. So here we're going to talk soccer. I'll get back into the championship game. It's on right now. You're probably watching it. I can't do play by play, so whatever. When Major League Soccer first started in 1996, I'm a big soccer fan at age 12, and I play soccer and I love soccer and I'm very involved in our town soccer program at the time. And my dad was the president of this club. So we're, you know, big soccer family. You know the Winklers, you know that they like soccer. Now, 1996 was also when baseball was working its way back from the strike. It had went on strike in 94, baseball, my first love, and I felt betrayed, so I was totally out. And so I had the opportunity then for more time to watch and root for Major League Soccer, which was, you know, they trying to get this thing off the ground, 10 teams to start. It was on TV a bunch, ABC had a bunch of games on the weekends. And so I really tried to do what I could as a 12-year-old kid in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, trying to promote Major League Soccer. Now, my favorite team was the Tampa Bay Mutiny, a team that has since, they folded 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Portland would be my team now. So if I have a team now, it's the Portland Timbers. And there was one year I got super into them and even bought MLS Direct Kick, the package, to watch all the games. I've got a problem with the league, though, because I think it's run poorly. We talk about worst commissioners in sports sometimes, Gary Bettman or Adam Silver, Goodell, whoever, Manfred. Don Garber's the worst. Don Garber's been the commissioner for 25 years with Major League Soccer, and I don't think that they do a good enough job. It just seems like it's soccer. The reason why soccer is so big everywhere else is because it has happened over time organically. And so we've got this, I don't want to say Americanized it, but we've tried to it feels very corporate here. It feels very corporate. Everything kind of feels like we're trying to buy and institute and create things inorganically. It just doesn't work. So you're going to see little supporter sections, and there are people that are super into their teams, but you know, they're still playing. The NYCFC has been around for like 8 years. They were supposed to be out of Yankee Stadium 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're still playing there. And they have to like narrow the field, and it's really, it just should not be the case. So I feel like soccer is such this, it's this wonderful, it's the beautiful game. It really truly is a great game. I mean, I love it so much. And you see it at the World Cup, and I love it. But when people in America get introduced to soccer, it's usually like it doesn't work. Because what do you think of soccer? Like you talk to someone and they say, hey, you should like soccer. What do they know about soccer? They either know their six-year-old kid playing where it's just a herd of kids, or they have to like watch their kids' games on a weekend. And those games are not, like, imagine you're first learning about basketball. You're not watching Michael Jordan growing up as a kid. You're watching your kid play this sport you don't really know, and they're bad. I mean, that would be bad. So you're getting that. But then if you get to a professional level, like, it's not the same. What you saw, you know, patchy crowds and them trying to do this, them trying to do this. The play's not that great. Although I think you saw a late finish score by, was it Minnesota that they played?
Yeah, they lost to Minnesota 2-1, but Keaton Parks hit a one goal at the 86th minute.
Oh, okay. That's pretty exciting.
It was a nice goal, but they had a couple chances to shoot, and I was just like, well, I can see why people get into this. It's basically hockey on grass, except they don't let you fight. There's more flopping in soccer than there is in hockey.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I love soccer. I'm glad you went to a game, but also I think with MLS, there are some more passionate crowds and fan bases. I went to a Chicago Fire game once, and it was like the most boring thing I've ever seen with my eyes. It was just brutal. I enjoyed it zero. And it was a 0-0 game, which I would argue can be very exciting. Can be very exciting if it's played the right way and there's chances and drama and stakes. But no, this was not that. So are you thinking you're going to go again?
I'm actually going on Saturday.
What?
Yeah. So it's my wife and my sister-in-law, because I got tickets through this veteran organization. You know, they were free, full disclosure. So, you know, I'm not going to turn down a free game. But two of my wife's friends, and I guess kind of friend adjacent to me and my wife, they are season ticket holders for NYFC. They are a brother and sister, and they go, and like, that's their thing. They're really into it. So they had been, you know, asking us for a while, hey, why don't you just come check out a game with us? You know, at the very worst, it's just vibes. You have a couple of drinks. I'm like, okay, cool. I like vibes. I'll go check it out. Again, I don't know much about soccer, but you know, my wife is Mexican. She likes soccer. She grew up playing, you know, my father-in-law was a coach at some point. So I was like, all right, I'll check it out. I'd never been particularly entertained by it, but I'm not one of those people who poo-poo all over it. Cause I do know you have to be very athletically skilled to play that game. Like, I'm running on a field for 30 seconds, I'm out of breath. These guys are running up for 90 minutes. So that's very impressive. So I do give soccer credit. It's just, it has never really been enjoyable for me because I don't understand what's going on. But as I'm sitting there and I'm drinking my spiked lemonade, and then I have my tequila to chase down with it, which really should have been the other way around. But in any case, and I'm having some of the things explained to me, I'm like, okay, that's why this guy is standing over here. Okay, that's why this guy didn't shoot it. I can see why they're just kind of kicking it back and forth. Like, it's starting to make sense, and it was pretty cool. Again, they wanted us to come for a while, so we did. And I had a good time. The only thing is I basically missed the entire first half because I was looking for parking in the Bronx, which is where they're playing in Yankee Stadium. So I didn't get to see the whole game.
So you didn't get into, like, the end of the first half?
I got in right as the second half was about to start. So I was like,
what?
Yes. And they were, and NYFC was already down 2-0. So I'm like, I really picked an appropriate team. But but they're playing in Citi Field, which is the home of the Mets on Saturday. So that's much closer to me. I happen to not be doing anything, and I'm going to get free tickets again. So I'm like, all right, I will check it out. But I had such a good time. And my wife bought me this dope scarf, which I'm wearing right now, that says Dale New York, which is like, let's go New York. It's very colorful. I will send you a picture of it. Actually, no, I did send you a picture of it. It's a beautiful looking scarf. So now I'm all in. And they're playing Philadelphia, which is a rivalry. So I don't need my arm to be twisted. I will go in and root against Philadelphia in every fiber of my being.
Oh, man. I was just looking up New York City FC, NYCFC's schedule, and I got really excited because Chicago plays New York, May 25th, which is Memorial Day weekend. And I thought you could make a return trip to Chicago. But actually, that game is in New York.
Sounds like you need to come here.
Well, I don't like the Chicago Fire.
Oh, yeah. So you would just be an ISO, an independent soccer observer?
You would come back because you're, from Chicago. September 13th is when New York comes to Chicago. You want to do that?
I'd have to be pretty big into my fandom then in order for me to take a flight to go.
Yeah, is following you went from New York to Chicago for opening day for the Cubs, a team you've loved your whole life. Are we on that level where you're going to come to Chicago for NYCFC the second weekend of September?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Somebody pays for that flight, I will.
That'd be fun. Well, I'm glad you had fun. Sounds like a pretty busy weekend.
I'm so tired.
Well, rest up by working with me for the next 3 hours and 42 minutes. It is the Bart Winkler Show. We have got a sizable, I'd say sizable, it's still plenty of time. Florida's made comebacks against Texas A&M, against Auburn. They're down 10 right now with 15 to go. Houston's up 42-32, and I think Houston fans starting to get a little bit excited. So we're going to have a championship crowned tonight. We had a champion crown yesterday. Want to enlighten you on the brilliance that was this particular UConn team and their entire run, their 12th title, which is amazing. But it's been a while since they've been able to get their last one, this 12th banner. It's been almost 10 years, about 9 years, 2016, the last time. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll have that for you and more coming up. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. UConn with the victory, 82-59. The voice of Ryan Radke there with
Westwood One or
okay. With the Westwood One NCAA radio network. I didn't know if that was a UConn. I'm sorry. That's my fault. I didn't know.
Yeah, we can't play the schools.
Oh, okay. Well, that highlight was great. I wouldn't want to play anything else.
I would, but I can't. In fact, the NCAA is very explicit about that. Hey, play the national call. You got it, Westwood One. You guys are the boss.
Yeah.
You guys are the boss.
The NCAA tournament.
Brought to you by whoever spends the most money.
82-59, the final score. UConn, a 2 seed in this tournament, then blew through 3 number 1 seeds to win the championship. So maybe a missed seed there. They beat UCLA, beat USC. USC was tough. They gave them a good game even without Juju Watkins, but that was going to be the big matchup, right, that we're all looking forward to. Juju Watkins gets hurt. It's going to miss a considerable amount of time next season. But UConn winning that game, beating UCLA, and then dismantling South Carolina, last year's winner. You don't see South Carolina lose 82-59 very often. They did get beat by UCLA by about 15 earlier this year. And UConn, when they matched up in season, they beat him by like a similar score, 87-58. So UConn feeling pretty confident they could do it again. And certainly they did it again in what becomes the 12th championship for the Huskies. Now, things have gone kind of awry for UConn over the last handful of years. They've made the Final Four, though, like most of the time. So they won the championship in 2015-16. And then here's where they bowed out in the following years. The Final Four, the Final Four, the Final Four. COVID, the Final Four, lost the championship game, Sweet 16, which is the first time they didn't make at least the Final Four since 2007. Last year, Final Four. And then this year, NCAA champions. So they have been still a dominant program. Remember, they won like 113 games in a row. And the first 2 seasons that they did not win after winning 4 in a row, they were still 36-1 in both of those seasons. But it's been a long time. And UConn, it's been interesting because they have been the dominant team really throughout this whole time, but they have not been winning the tournaments. You had South Carolina win a couple. You had LSU win a championship. You had Notre Dame get in there. Baylor got one. Stanford got one. So a bunch of different teams. This is kind of like the Patriots winning 3 and then not winning again for another 10 years and then getting back on top as UConn able to, again, 82-59, the final. Paige Becker's just a wonderful tournament for her. So many accomplishments. She became the fastest UConn player to 2,000 points. She is a 3-time Big East Player of the Year, most outstanding player, all Big East. She's won the Wooden, the Naismith, the AP Player of the Year. She is a 3-time first-team All-American and now the national champion. This game was over. It was over pretty early. The average margin of victory against number 1 seeds UCLA and South Carolina in the Final Four, 28.5 points. So just a very dominant performance from UConn, and congrats to them and Beckers and Gino and everybody involved for winning their 12th time they've been national champions in the women's bracket. The game that we have tonight, and we'll probably have a finish here in about, I don't know, maybe top of next hour, about 12 minutes to go. Well, you know, some of these basketball games take forever at the end. But Florida's crawling back 45-42 with 12 minutes left. And the way that we got here was pretty remarkable. Something we'll talk about throughout the night was this tournament and your enjoyment of it. Because it did seem like it took until the Final Four for us to get March Madness on April 5th. First round, devoid of upsets, really very little. You had one double-digit seed make the Sweet 16 in Arkansas. But even then, I mean, they got John Calipari on the sidelines. All right, so this is one of the premier coaches that the game has ever seen. Then when you got into the Elite Eight, we're still not getting like all-time matchups. Florida down against Auburn, able to come back and advance 79-73. Walter Clayton Jr. with 34 points in that one. I believe he is up to 2 points here tonight. Houston doing a very good job on him up to this point. But then, of course, the one that will be remembered, the signature game of this tournament, pending something bonkers tonight. But the signature game in this tournament was Houston coming back against Duke to win 70-67 in the late game on Saturday night. Duke had a 14-point lead in the second half. Duke, Florida was the matchup we all thought we were going to get. But then in the last 13 minutes of the game, Duke made just 2 field goals. Houston went on an 11-1 run in the final 74 seconds. Duke was still up 6 in the final 35 seconds. And they still had the play at the end of the game. Their guy running a play that was executed well in Cooper Flagg with a little mid-range shot, and it was just short. Now, there's so many things that happened and Duke fans trying to replay. There was a over the back that Duke didn't like against Flagg on Juwan Roberts. But then when Roberts gets to the line, you know, he's a 67% free throw shooter and he makes them both, the 1-1. It was just a wild sequence of events and it all came crashing down because there are so many times where you think, okay, yeah, Duke is advancing and you're watching it and you're just stunned beyond belief about what you're seeing. And even, you know, if Florida wins tonight, or I mean, certainly if Houston wins tonight, I don't know that we, if Houston wins tonight, they're up 6 now. If they win tonight and it's not a chaotic finish, we're going to like not remember this game as much as we're going to remember the game against Duke. Similar how the Miracle on Ice, I believe was actually the semifinal game. That wasn't to win the gold. But that's the game that we remember. That was the game that was so impactful. Obviously, a lot more buildup coming in. This one was just a matter of, hey, we need something. We needed something in this tournament that would separate this tournament, that would be a lasting image, that would be a lasting memory. I said the other night that when they do one shining moment, like they're gonna be able to do half a verse. And well, what happened in this tournament? It's all chalk. And not a lot of the games were good for varying reasons. Could be NIL, could be mid-majors not as good, could be, you know, a bunch of different stuff. But we finally got that game. And what was a decent enough Florida and Auburn game, Florida came back, but then that game on Saturday is truly one that's going to go down. You know, Duke is kind of experiencing a similar thing to what UConn is on the women's side. Because they've been very competitive in Premier, and they've had a lot of great talent come through Duke, but they haven't been able to get back to win a title like they did in 2015. Sweet 16, second round, Elite Eight, COVID. Then they missed a year. That was nuts. Final Four, second round, Elite Eight, getting to the Final Four here as John Shire has been able to do a little bit better each and every year, but it looked like they were going to be playing in this game tonight for a good 38 minutes of that game, even 39 and a half. And Houston able to win and finding themselves with a 6-point lead right now. We'll get more of an update on this, more of an update on everything else happening tonight. It is a busy night all over the place, not just in college hoops. Let's get an update right now. We'll come back with a bulletin blitz. Here is Marco Belletti.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Monday, April 7th, 2025. And if you missed me, I am sorry, but glad to be back in the driver's seat for the Bulletin Blitz. Although, that means I am working and not on vacation. And that kind of sucks. But nevertheless, here I am. And Bart, let's start here.
Did your wife get mad at you in any way that you took a vacation by yourself?
No, because she takes vacations by herself all the time. It's actually a very weird thing.
Weird.
Yeah, I actually do not like to travel by myself. But she was not going to come, you know, impromptu to a baseball game for a team that she doesn't care about. And she knew that, you know, that I was going to be meeting you. She's like, all right, you go do your own thing. Like, she doesn't mind. Like, she's like, please, go ahead, do whatever you want. Like, she gives me a very long leash. I just don't take advantage of that. I'm not really someone who likes to go to places.
I feel like I'm in complete control. I've got my bearings. I'm open to explore new cities. I don't have a hard time navigating and figuring out new things when I'm by myself. When I was in Chicago with my wife and kid, I was a mess. I was worried about, like, the cab and getting him around and the luggage. And
sure.
It was like I never traveled before, but it's different when you've got a five-year-old with you than if you could just walk around with, like, no luggage.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. You're by yourself. You're carefree. Although, I was kind of looking left and right. I have now got to say that my hometown, Chicago, has probably got the most bums per capita. Like, it was insane how many homeless people were around there. Do not take the subway after 1 o'clock in the morning and before 5 o'clock in the morning. Don't do it.
All right.
In any case, let's start with the UConn ladies. Congratulations to the Huskies. The UConn women under Gino Auriemma get another national title. Here is Paige Beckers, their star, most likely going to the WNBA draft. She spoke on what it means to win a national title.
Can't even put it into words how much this means to me. Like, the journey has been the reward, and to cap it off with something like this that we'll remember forever, it's just, you can't even put it into words how much this means. You're just in a full state of gratitude for the journey and the ups and downs and the highs and lows that it took to get here in this position. And this is one of the most rewarding feelings we've all ever felt.
Well, and I read through her accolades before, but there was some adversity to get there. She tore her ACL her sophomore year after missing a bunch of her freshman year. So there was all this promise and potential in what she could be, and then there were some injury concerns, and you think, oh no, is this going to be one of those cases? And it was not. She had an outstanding career, gets to top it off as a national champion, and now is set to be the number one pick in the WNBA draft, which isn't that, like, soon?
Yeah, I believe it's right around the corner, although...
Isn't it like this week?
You'd have to forgive me. I don't even know who has the first pick. How crazy would it have
Dallas.
Been?
Dallas.
Okay, so it's not the Indiana Fever. It would have been nice to see her and Caitlin Clark team up, but I'm sure it also would have been unfair for the league as well, so good for
it's
Dallas.
It's next week, Monday.
All right, we'll cover it live with a lot of zest and vigor. More than we're
could.
Right
it's,
now.
They're holding it... Can you get a credential? They're holding it at the shed at Hudson Yards?
Sure. I probably can. Matter of fact, I'll text about that now and see
it's
if I can
Manhattan.
Report live. I will try to get boots on ground for the WNBA draft. Let's go to the losing side, because for every winner, there is a loser. And surprising, because I took them in my bracket, so, or maybe not surprising because I might be a mush. But the Lady Gamecocks under Don Staley After winning the national championship last year, they came just ever so close this year to fall to UConn. Here's Dawn Staley on being able to handle the loss.
You know, our kids gave it all they had. And when you can understand why you lost, and when you've been on the other side of that three times, you understand it. Like, you can swallow it. We lost to a very, very good basketball team. They beat our ass, but they didn't make us like it.
Dawn Staley is a tremendous coach, and some would say an even better person.
Tread carefully. Yep.
And I wish her all the best of luck going forward. This is really all I have to say about that.
I will say that the University of South Carolina and all of their athletes, including especially the Lady Gamecocks, are the single greatest thing that ever have graced our planet. And hopefully they're listening and they will talk about our benevolence and how we respect their game and everything about them, and want no legal recourse whatsoever. Here is Duke's men head coach, John Shire. The Blue Devils did not fare so well. In fact, they choked against Houston. Meanwhile, score update. Houston up by 156-55 over Florida, but it's a very tight game.
I didn't like it. They called it technical because the guy spiked the basketball.
Yeah, we got to let him play. And as I was speaking, 58-55, Houston's up. And in case, Duke choked away that game against Houston, and I mean really choked it. A couple of free throws that gave Houston the lead and never gave it back. Killed me because I had Duke in my bracket. Here's John Shire on the late second half collapse.
Houston's a team that doesn't quit. I mean, they're never going to stop. And so my messaging throughout the whole way with the team was understand this team doesn't go away. So no lead is safe with them. We can talk about not scoring down the stretch, but for me, it's our defense. We give up 42 points in the second half.
You know, you look at some of the things that happened at the end where they were up 6 points with 35 seconds to go. But this can, because in games like this, it's not just one thing that happens. It's so many different things you can point to. And they were up 14 points in the second half. They also then only made two field goals the last 13 minutes of the game. So any one of those buckets going in changes the complexity, that's not the right word, of the whole game. So, I just think that, we're going to look at this last second, like, behind the back, or this shot didn't go in, but over the course of 13 minutes, Duke allowed this to happen.
They did. They got nobody to blame but themselves and me for picking them. Let's switch gears here. Let's go to
Were you going to win a tournament, or?
I would have won a bracket challenge that I was in. I was this close. I was very close. I was actually at third, but if Duke would have won, I would have won the whole thing. So, whatever. Well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Let's go to new.
I had Clemson in the Final Four.
Oh yeah, bad job by you. But I also had Purdue. So what do I know? Geno Smith, new franchise signal caller for the Las Vegas Raiders. He got a 70 plus million dollar extension. I don't really have the number in front of me, but I know it was a lot of money for basically 2 years. They just want to bandage him and get some respectability. He says he wants to be a big part of turning this organization around.
We're here to win. We're here to do this thing the right way. I want to lead the right way. I want to be a big part of the culture here and just doing the right things and really just leave my mark on my teammates, on the team, and the organization.
What are the expectations? Like, what are the Raiders fans hoping to get out of the Geno Smith Pete Carroll reunion?
Just get to 500. That's all they that's all they should expect.
Well, he signed a 3-year deal. Carroll did. There's an option for a fourth, I think, from the team. But Geno's contract lines up with the 3 years, and I think what they want is to just get back to winning ways. I think one playoff appearance from this team, and then to set them up better than where they found them. I don't think anybody in Raider Nation thinks they're going to win a Super Bowl. But if they get to the playoffs at all, they'll be happy. If they potentially win a playoff game, and then God knows what else, I mean, there's no, like,
But then even if they fail, like, okay, we've been bad. So they can just, I just don't think there's a lot of pressure. And I think they can use that to benefit themselves and maybe even become better and over exceed expectations, because it feels like, to me at least, there are no expectations.
There shouldn't be. They stink. They still need some roster help outside of, you know, the quarterback. They got Max Crosby. That's cool. But I couldn't. You could put a bullet to my head. I couldn't tell you what receiver they have. All right, let's get in one more here. If you missed it over the weekend,
Trey Tucker.
I forgot he existed. If you missed this announcement, you probably don't have a social media app called Squad. I don't know what the hell that is, but Julio Jones announced his retirement on it. And in that retirement speech, he thanked his quarterback, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, thank you. It was a lockout in 2011. You went as far as taking me to your home, showing me the playbook, going to fields, going over plays. Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
That could have been a Super Bowl champion right there.
Choke.
In Julio Jones.
Choke.
You know, the Duke loss was bad the other night, and Kyle they're going to be Shanahan thinking about choke. That for a long time. Atlanta blowing a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl, and I'm sorry to bring it up to those that are Falcons fans, but
choke.
That's got to be, like, that's the worst, right? That's the worst of all time.
Worst time.
Collapse, worst choke.
Yeah. I called my brother-in-law, who's a Pats fan, in halftime and laughed.
Yeah.
He called me after the fourth. I didn't pick up the phone.
It's 28-3 in the Super Bowl. And then they ran, like, no offense. They ran dumb plays. That was Shanahan. Shanahan.
Overrated. Choke.
More people need to be on a Kyle Shanahan like we are.
Choke.
We got a close finish. We're coming up, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.